AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department reports 209,000 jobs were added last month. It's being described as sluggish job growth, but it's also a sign of the resiliency of the economy. PNC Senior Economic Advisor Stuart Hoffman was asked what the Federal Reserve will do next.
I think after skipping a rate hike in June, they're going to go back to hiking by a quarter of 1%. In July, and frankly, that is widely expected.
The Fed wants to see hiring and wage increases slow before stopping its rate hikes. Wall Street stocks are mixed in the early going. The weekend is going to be miserably hot for many people.
The temperature may hit 107 degrees on Saturday in Las Vegas, 102 on Sunday in Boise, Idaho. The brutal heat's already broken records in Portland, Oregon, Tampa, Florida, and El Paso, Texas, just to name a few cities. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories for a large part of the continental U.S., and blistering heat is a challenge overseas, too. It's going to be 104 degrees Monday in Beijing, China. Other places wrestling with the heat include Turkey, Spain, Italy, and the Philippines. Germany's weather agency has predicted highs of 99 on Sunday. I'm Rita Foley.
Germany and Austria are issuing warnings to the elderly and infirmed as heat waves roll in. Each year, thousands of people across Europe die during heat waves, a problem that experts say will only get worse due to climate change. In Beijing, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen appealed to China's number two leader not to let frustration over U.S. curbs on access to processor chips and other technology disrupt economic cooperation between the two countries. Police say a woman who was previously warned to stay away from Taylor Swift's home in Rhode Island was arrested outside the beachfront property. This is AP News. Twitter is threatening legal action against Meta.
The download numbers for Meta's app Threads, a new rival for Twitter, were so successful, former Facebook executive Sam Lessin compared the velocity of growth to the original launch of Facebook back at Harvard in 2004. Meanwhile, in a reply to a tweet, Twitter's new owner Elon Musk wrote, "Competition is fine, cheating is not." An attorney for Twitter, in a letter to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, accuses the company of unlawfully using Twitter's trade secrets and hiring former Twitter employees to create a copycat, and warns Meta to preserve relevant documents ahead of a potential legal dispute. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone says no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. The move ramps up the tensions between the social media giants as Thread targets people seeking out Twitter alternatives amid unpopular changes made to the platform. I'm Jennifer King.
Along the beaches in New York, drones are patrolling the waters for any danger from sharks. This week, five people reported being bitten by sharks at some of New York's most popular beaches. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.